Okay, let's go.
Imar, Shnaim Shalchu Kachas, Pligi Rav, Verebi Yochanan. Chad Amar Imrat Luzamein Mizamnen. Vechad Amar Imrat Luzamein Mizamnen.
First one.
Right. So Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. Tnan. Shosh Shalchu Kachas, Chayav Mizamein.
What's that? 21. Oh, it's on. It's green.
Shlosha in.
Okay, so what's the one? Okay.
Right.
Would be nice.
A lot of times you have a cloak because you either will stop in the barn or a lot of times say, let's go further, get a better picture.
You're not going to get a better picture.
Because Rashi says before Mananamil, the Shlosha ruin with the.
Right.
So you learn it from the Pasuk of Shlosha. So right. What's the question of two? The Gemara is saying that too, in Rotzel Zan Mizamnu would mean that there's a Kiyam Zimah.
Right.
But not a Machayev.
Right. I said that the question is if Zimah is a group bracha, it's a bracha of a group, it's a bracha of more than one individual. But the thing is that once it's three, it's Petoras Chiyav. It's a greater Kiyam to do a Petoras Chiyav. But that doesn't mean to say that that if it's two, there's no Kiyam. Or do you say that no? It's a three is a unique quality that less than three. There's no institution.
Okay.
Quantitative or qualitative?
Right.
More than one or
quantitative, qualitative. Okay. In other words, the question is three only three?
It's qualitative.
Or
more than one.
Well, the reason why three is a Zimun is because. Right. The moment you have more than one, you have a kiyum of what?
Rabban.
A kiyum of Rabban. So, but two is also. Except two, there's no Machayev. Except two, there's no Machayev.
You know why it's two no Machayev?
What?
Why is two no Machayev? What's the sense for the thing? If it's Sayev to the thing, what's the idea when you have more of it as Machayev?
Because
is that if you say that the institution exists by two, then why makes it chiyuv? Like, what's the line that when is it? Only when you get to three is there chiyuv?
Maybe it's not considered.
It exists. It's not. It doesn't. It's just
it's too broken.
Let's go over.
Tnan shlosha kachas chayim lezamit shlosha in shayim lo. So you have an open mishnah that's against the one that says imratzu. It says no. Hasam chova hacharishus.
Right.
It's funny. What was that kasha?
Yes.
Because the Gemara knew right away was.
Yeah, he said imratzu.
Yeah.
Imratzu.
That's that sheet. Tashma shlosh shachu ka'achas chayvim lezamein v'im shon lechalik. Shlosh in shnayim lo. Shiny awesome. The kavul lehu bechov meikar.
Rashi has to explain that one.
Right.
It's a little bit complicated.
Emishem lechalek ulvarich kol echad laatmo. The mafaki le latar zima. Shlosh im shnayim lo. Hachi pirsha. The midik sani emishem lechalek. Shmamino. The shloshim mezamnin.
Shnayim
emezamnin.
All
right. I feel
the ratzu. Yeah, I feel the ratzu. Ti amrish naim nami imratum izamnin amayin alechad rasha lechalik lezel hu v'omifkaz berchazima v'hachi v'iz damnu hashnaim shiny hasam de hukvu b'chov meikar v'i azel hu mifakas lohu chova v'kam lohu b'rshus v'gol al mitzvah v'osa mimish en mitzvah v'osa.
So you see clearly that it means zimun. You see, clearly it means Zimun, but he's saying that what? The Gadol Metzuva V'yosa. Gadol Metzuva V'yosa. Yeah.
But two can do it.
But two can.
Yeah, but it's not right. It's still a Hafkada. There's still a Hafkada.
So how is that different than the original one?
What?
How is that different than the original first answer?
What do you mean?
It's the same thing?
That what?
It's not changing the Svara.
that's what I want to say. Did James learn now?
Oh, he's telling he's ending the mitzvah.
He's saying it's and a
mitzvah. It's another idea.
It's a choice to learn.
Because you might say that
they're on par with one another.
That you might say that it's true that it's not a chovah and rotzlo zamein, but why can't I leave? I'm not being mafkia zima.
You mean if you have two?
Yeah.
Right, three, and then you leave one.
If you're going to say that two zimuns, I'm not being mafkia zima. So the answer is you are. You're being mafkir, the Zim Shalchova. And Zim Shalchova is more significant, you can't break up because of Gadol Mitzvah V'Yosef.
Right.
Because of Gadol Mitzvah. If it weren't for Gadol Mitzvah V'Yosef,
it's not the first thing, right? That the three is
a fine. It would be fine. If it weren't for Gadol Mitzvah V'Yosef, it would be fine.
Right. First
Rashi,
right.
Yes, first Rashi's mashmi is going like the Mandama holds it.
Yeah, right.
No, but he's saying the Ru'uyim Birkas Siluf.
Right, which
implies that two not.
Right. So the Mandama says two, where does he learn that from?
Yeah. That's right. Where does he see that Birkas Shnayim is Ru'uyim Siluf?
Yeah, right. It's a Chiddush. Ben is a Chiddush. Not so simple to have Birkas Siluf. Right. You have to show me from Apostle.
Sure, from Apostle.
Apostle Moshe three, never shows you two.
That's correct.
So and he even said in the second Rashi, he was supposed to be more Hayachid or Melishnayim. That's the actual surah of the Brahma.
Yeah. What's the Pasuk Shukasari? It has two and one.
Vadashamiti?
Yeah.
On the Romeim Shemar Yachav. I mean, we would say, you can't say Bosa. Say Reb so and so on the Varach. Basara, but it.
That's what
that matters.
It's just a 9 or 8.
Right. You might not ask this question. Because right. Over there it's Eidl, it's a qualitative concept.
Yeah, but you see, for the way the Pesukim they depict it, it seems to be qualitative also here.
Over here?
Yeah.
Well, no. It's a quality. Here, you're saying that Zeman is Birchas Siruf.
The way you defined it originally, you said that the nature of the group is a sort of certain social gathering.
No, that was with regard to the tziruf.
Yeah, I understand. The
tziruf and the achila. Now we're talking about the ikra haldin of zimun.
It's not the nation. Meaning, when you have 10, right?
Uh-huh.
You're saying that this is an entity of the am.
Yes.
You're not saying that.
As a matter of fact, you're saying it reflects the whole arm.
Right.
That's the rest of
it.
So you can't. Three is not. It's not the arm. It's just.
Just what?
Like Barov arm. Gotta
be careful.
Not exactly.
Gotta be careful. You're
gonna whip so
you
go.
That's a Yeruch.
What was derived from the pasuk? Just because he uses three lashonos? I mean, well, qualitatively, it was three.
What do you mean, the three lashonos?
I mean, because it said lashon ram kishem hashem rekro havu godol elam. Why should he say that's one answer? Why do you have to say that was two? Because it was lashon rabim, right? But what is the? That's nice. But what was the idea about that? I mean, what's the problem with one answering? And what was the idea of two answering? I think we have to go back to that, right?
Okay. That's it. Boom, boom. The difference between Minyan and between Zimun is that Minyan emerges as an entity of 10. It's the number 10. 10 is the Chafsa Shaleta, Shal Minyan. The 3 isn't a Chafsa because it's 3. 3 is a Chafsa because it lends itself to a certain method of Birchas HaMazon.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
At the pasuk. Yeah.
It's not three.
Right.
Not that you have three, now I'm chayav.
Right.
Three lends itself to a certain method of expression of Birchas HaMazon.
Right. The chiyuv is to actualize that potential of show.
That's right. But it has nothing to do with the fact that they're three.
Right.
That's why it's totally different than minyan, because minyan is asara. But over here it's not shlosha. It's a derech of. It's a derech of Hodor, of Birchas HaMazon.
Right.
And that derech can be accomplished through three.
Right.
Success three, right. But the question is, why did the pasuk pick on three? If really with two, you could do the same derech.
Right. Responsive.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm. really with two, you could do the same derech. Since it's not a chefter shel shlosha, it's a chefter shel derech berchas hamazon. So two is also the same derech.
He's going to start to you.
Yeah, you're kore, and he's owner with you.
You see a distinction halachically also between.
The other
yeah,
way.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's a raya then.
That's a good raya. So the question really should be, why not two?
Right.
Right. So I could say, why did the psukim say three? So the simple way is that when you have three, the reason why I'm supposed to mention three is because by three there's a chova.
Right.
Right? By three there's a chova. But you can do it by two. Because why shouldn't you be able to do it by two?
Method exists.
The method exists. As long as you have the method, it's good.
So what's that idea of it only being chova when you have three?
That's the question.
So what's the idea of it only being chova at three if the method exists and it's the same method?
Should be chova by two.
Right, that's the question.
Which that was the original
what's
question?
The pasuk?
The method should be that one calls and the other one responds.
Sorry.
I mean, that should be the method. Why do I need two?
Right.
Yeah, why should I need two, really? I mean, that's the question. Because once you have that method of...
Responsive.
So by two you have responsive. So that should work too. That should work also. So why should I need to be covered dafkir to two? I can be covered to one and he responds.
Amazing thing.
So therefore, shnayim should also be good. And svar. I'm just trying to go on svar.
Right.
Okay? So, but the fact that the Torah mentions two...
Two responders, you mean.
Yeah, two responders. So, it shows... So, you have to say it's because in that case it's a chova.
Right.
And the Torah is giving you the case of chova.
Right.
Okay. Now, what's the question?
It's not that question. I just think maybe...
By two, you have the same method.
Right.
So the question emerges, why did the Torah say three? Mm-hmm. Right? So there's two possible answers. One is the chiyuv's only in three, and that's why the Torah says three. But in portraying the three, the Torah is really showing you a method,
right?
A method of responsive. Or you could say there's no such thing as a zimun of shnayim. Okay. That's what the Torah said three. All right, which word do I want to come first?
The first one.
Okay. The three. The first point we're saying is that the three aren't three, like a minion of ten. It's not three.
It's just a method.
It's a method, and that's where the three emerge. The three emerge from the mechanics.
Okay.
Okay. So now the question is the mechanics you have by two. So why did the Torah say three? So there are two possible answers. One is that because three you can't do it. And the other answer is that what? That two you can do it, but the Torah just mentioned the case of chiyuv.
Right.
The mechanics are
wrong simply.
Okay.
That let's say that it's a method. I mean, that's what I'm saying, that the three emerge from the method, right? The responsiveness. Okay? So then why would I say, what svar can I give for saying that two is not a chiyuv? If I have the method, it's responsive. Why isn't it a chiyuv? But the Torah only says three is a chiyuv, not two, but two you have the same responsive method. What's the answer? Let's go according to the Magam Oz and Ratzel Zame Zame. Why isn't it a Machayev? So what would you say? Because what?
It must lack.
Huh?
It must lack in the method.
No, drop the method. It doesn't lack in the method. It lacks in the Kvod Shamayim because you don't have enough people. Wouldn't that be the natural answer? In other words, the method is there, but it lacks in the Kvod Shamayim because you don't have enough. Like he said, I think the Rush uses the term Rov on Maris Ma'ajas Mouth, doesn't he? When you, especially you. I think that. I will with it. So the thing is, in other words, there's no machayev unless you can offer a high enough level of shevach, and the high enough level of shevach requires three.
Why? What are you adding? What's the quality of three over two?
It's not a quality, it's a quantity. In other words, you need a certain amount of people, like Rovam on just mouth. You need a Rovam, you need a certain amount of people. If it's just two, so you don't have enough people to be mechayev you in the shevach, because it's not as great a shevach.
So you can't turn down the right. Oh, so that great you can't turn it down.
But that great you can't turn it down. But what's it turn down? Right?
Right.
Oh, well, I just want to find where the mark is. Why three? Because you need a certain amount of people to be mishabech according to
Rav. It's a shear.
I understand, but is it just a given, or is there an idea there?
That's the idea. In other words, the idea is that it's not covered shemayim enough. If you only have two people, you need a certain amount of people for covered shemayim, and the shear of kvod shemayim is three.
So is the lack in kavod shemayim when it's still?
Yes.
So now can you do it?
No.
It's not worse than one.
One is doing it be a chidus.
That's why there's no machayev.
Right.
Yeah, I understand, but it lacks kavod, you should be able to do zero.
A shear where the kvod shemayim is greater. There's certainly a concept like that, right? If you want to send a delegation to the president, you send two people, you send three people, there's a difference. Right? And the three, there's more, the numbers, the quantity increases the cover.
Right. You see the 10, you can say, okay, no, and
then. That's right, 10, you say, okay, no.
There's
other shit, doesn't do more, right? That's right, and the Sugi Lemon is very appropriate, we learned it. Because the Bay Elokeinu is a superior Zimun.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, that's happening tomorrow, superior Zimun. So therefore I could say that when it has a certain level of the true Kvod Shemayim that's roig for the Kvod Shemayim, so then I'm chayev. But if I don't have that level, I can do it because the method is there, but it's not going to have there's no chovah to do it because the Kvod Shemayim is lacking. Or what's the other side?
Kvod Shemayim is lacking. When one person does
it's a question of a quantity is a greater shevach.
Right.
I mean, to me, it seems like a simple explanation. You know what I mean? That a certain quantity is a shevach.
Yeah, I just want to try to understand.
You can't shear chatzitz and lechitz and lechol mashmishmina.
Yeah, this is not lechol mashmishmina.
Why not? If you're saying it's a shear, then why is it not lechol
mashmishmina? Because they break the same asher of lechol mashmishmina. There's no idea there.
There's no idea of three. You're not going to, if you run around all the way, you're not going to find an idea of three.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's an idea of a sorrow, but there's no idea of three. Three is just a quantity. So one side says that once you have the method, so you can do it. So it's true you don't have the shear of kavod, which is machayev, in the kvod shemayim, but you still can add to the kvod shemayim by having the two. And what does the other side say? Now you have that shear of shlosha, so that's the shear of kvod shemayim.
It's a level.
That's the level of kosher mind.
The next grade
is 10. Level, but a different level.
10 is a different level, right?
The quantities, but it doesn't matter if the quantity, you can increase the kosher mind, Is that right? I mean, between Krishna and Shemayim, you have four or five?
Would you does the Rosh say one Rambam?
Maybe he can't, they can't leave. But they can't, I mean, they can't.
No, they can't leave. They can't leave for a different reason.
Because they're going to be on their own.
They're going to be out the Zim.
Right.
They can or can't?
Cannot.
But they can't leave.
They can't leave.
But as far as they are concerned, not as far as affecting the Zim.
Yeah, fine.
You mean they can't leave because the reason why 5-2 can leave is because they're not breaking the Zima.
Right.
Yeah, they can.
They could leave.
Yeah. There's a mission.
They could leave.
If you have to leave, you can leave.
Fine.
I think we all leave right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the camera's still
set. But the reason why... So what was your question?
I'm saying if the idea is about Kvod Shemayim, especially if you said Rovam Hadras Malach, then maybe 4 or 5, they shouldn't...
They shouldn't leave.
Shouldn't leave just because.
Or sex, why you split? Why?
Or, yeah.
Why could you split?
Six, you shouldn't be able to split. The Rambam shouldn't be able to split 6.
Okay. You shouldn't be able to split 6.
Or 20.
By Omen, you said it was more than just an affirmation, right? That was the problem with Omen. What's happening here by Tzira when people are responding?
I wonder. It's too hard a question. I'm trying to go slowly.
You're up to the other side.
Yeah, the other side. Let's try to get the other side first. Let's go step by step. What's the other side?
If you don't have the highest Shvach HaShemachim, you have no way to...
It's a B'Zion.
Right.
It's a B'Zion. That 3 allows you to do it. Because it's enough Tvot Shemayim to do it. But by 2, it's a B'Zion. You can't do it. Okay.
Don't do that method if you're not going to do it good enough.
That's it. You can't do that method because that method is a different kind of it's a different kind of Birchus HaMazon. And 2 is not enough. It's a B'Zion. So the question is, when the Torah said 3, did the Torah say 3 because that shear is the shear of Chiyuv, and less, even though it would be a Shevach, but it's not a shear of chiyuv? Or no, the Torah is saying 3 because less than that shear of shevach is a design. You're not allowed to do it. There's no such phenomenon. Okay, I'm trying to find a rush. Why? So I could say it is better.
Then you're allowed to split into 2 threes.
Oh, that's the question. When you have 6, why can I split into 2 threes? I mean, every time you're adding another person...
Who said that you're not allowed to... You're chayav to do that method of Zimun. Who says you're chayav to do it at the highest level possible? Again, Shalom Chalak is because you're going to lose Zimun.
Meaning Shalom Chalak is what?
You're going to lose the Zimun, but if you're still going to have Zimun, so who says it's also to do it to have a lower level?
Because he says he can't do it at 2, that's why.
But 2 is because he loses his Zimun.
Yeah, why? What's lacking in Torah that 3 has? He's still been telling me that.
I said it's Zavosa. That's what Rashi said. It's in Zavosa. It's in 3 is where it's over.
Right? I'm not machuyid. I'm not over anything if I go to a smaller shul.
But if you break up a small to a small to 2 million, isn't that the question?
Yeah, you mean they say you shouldn't do because of Ravam.
Right. So you're breaking it up. So you're by 6, so you're breaking it up. It's 2 threes. Isn't that a chisus?
Rovam only comes into the picture where you have the is like going to a base Knesset. That's what you have for Rovam. That obeisa lekin nahalech baragish. So the am in tefillah, there's a concept of an am coming into the base of Knesset to be mispal. So there, Rovam is a chalos, because it's an inyan shel ha'am. It's an inyan shel ha'am because the ham is going to a base of a kin. Do you know what I mean? So that's why rov is a hanjas melach, is a kin. What do we say? We say by
Shlosh
Megillah,
right.
Knesset,
right?
Right,
Beis HaKnesset, that's right, Knesset.
Right. That's
right. So where are you going to a Beis HaMikim if you have a Rov Am? In other words, Rov Am HaJas Melech means where you're representing yourself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, what does Bas say? If there's nobody in the Beis HaKnesset, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lama Basi Vein Ona. Karasi Vein Ona. Means there's no representation of the call. So where you have a concept of a representation of the call, so you have a concept of Rov Am HaJas Melech. But over here, you don't have that concept. So over here, it's different than Rov Am. It's a question of Birchas HaMazon, which has no sheichas really to the halacha of Rov Am. But it doesn't mean it doesn't have a sheichas to the idea that you need chashivos, Kvot Shemayim of three. Do you follow what I mean? That in order to accomplish the Kvot Shemayim of Zimun, you need a certain amount of people.
You brought in the Rav Am from the Rush.
In other words, the Shir of Chashivas is three.
But you're saying there's more Chashivas, but the whole idea of Shir is because there's more Chashivas and more people, huh?
That's correct.
Well, once you have a Shir.
But this is the Shir. In other words, now you can accomplish a Birchas HaMazon Shel Shevach.
Right.
Right. And it would be nicer with four.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Right. Maybe. Yeah, but then it should be on the limit.
It doesn't do anything to the Kvod Shemayim of the Birchas HaMazon.
Right. Right.
And it doesn't lend itself to Rov Am HaJas Melech. So the Torah already said that the Shir is three, so four. That there's a concept of Gadol HaShem Iti and a Ramam Mashmayachtav. Okay? So that concept is a concept of Kvot Shemayim. The Kvot Shemayim is not because you have three people and four people is going to be more Kvot Shemayim and six people will be more. The Kvot Shemayim is in the concept that Gadol HaShem Iti and a Ramam Mashmayachtav, that in general, the idea is that we should open the Kaddish and Shemayim, all of Pal Yisrael. Do you understand what I mean? Gavah Shemitin Ram Shemay Yachtav, that was Moshe Rabbeinu said. No, that was the he said, Hashem Hashem Ekra, have a good little Keno. He meant all of Pal Yisrael, that this methodology reflects the whole idea of Kvot Shemayim and Pal Yisrael in general. But you need a certain amount of people in order to qualify for that format, for that methodology. But the Kvot Shemayim is in the reflection of the methodology. That we should all be Merom and Shem Hashem. So once you have the methodology, you can't add any more to it. You understand what I mean? In other words, it's not that the Kvot Shemayim is three. It's that you need three in order to get into this formula which reflects the whole idea of Kvot Shemayim.
And that needs calling two people, one calling to two.
And that you need three people. Because less than three people, it's not chashuv enough to do it. It's a bazayim. In other words, the kiyum hakavod is the kiyum of the derech of the whole concept of Gadol Hashem Iti Ram Mashmayachtav. Okay. Now, once you have that format, it reflects the concept.
So therefore,
it doesn't make it. You see, the fourth guy is not going to do anything to reflect the concept anymore. Mm-hmm. And the fifth and the sixth neither. But you still have to have a shear where you can get into that institution.
So why, when you have 10, you hit El Cano, you're reflecting the same thing?
Oh, one second. Let's one question about that.
So even though at two you could do the method, but it's not chashuv enough to be a reflect idea of.
That's correct.
You know, the actual method could happen by two.
Even though the method you can happen by two.
The idea of the method is not just the give and take; it's the idea of Kali Yisrael.
But you don't have enough to really reflect the whole concept of Kali Yisrael of God L'Hashem Iti.
How's it like minion reflect?
In other words, you haven't got enough people in order to do such a thing, in order to get into this institution. It's not chashuv enough. But it's not after that it keeps on getting more chashuv and more chashuv. Yeah. It's after that, after you have that shear, now it's chashuv enough to be mekayim, the kvod shamayim of Zimun. In other words, it's a different chashuv. It doesn't make it more and more chashuv. It makes it chashuv enough to qualify for Gadol Hashem Iti Maror Shema Yachtav. You need a certain chashivas. So the question is if you have two, is it a bezayin and you can't do it altogether? Or if you have two, it's not a bezayin but there's no machayev. You know, Barov Amad just melech over here because you're not going to a base of Knesset. You're adding people, you're not adding Barovam. Not adding Barovam. But at the same time, in other words, just because you need a certain amount of people to make it chashuv enough to have a zimun, doesn't mean that every person you're adding is making it more and more chashuv. See, it's the zimun which is the kvod shamayim. So there's two types of chashuv. There's a chashuv which is a shear, in which zimun can take place. It's a substratum. You need a certain chashuv of a substratum in order to have the inyan zimun take place. Okay, but the kvod shamayim of the zimun is the form. But just because you need a certain amount of people in order to have the kvod shamayim of zimun, doesn't mean that every person you add is more kvod shamayim. That would be rov hamajas mouth. That doesn't apply here. Does it make sense? It's a little bit. In other words, you're saying chashuv in terms of to function as a substratum for the inyan hazimun. That's chashuv, and once, but the kvod shamayim is the concept of the zimun, which is a concept in general, which reflects the idea that we're all philosophically that we all want to be mekadoshim shamayim biyachad. All of Kali Yisrael. But you can't do that unless you have the substratum is chashuv. Now the question is why it mentions three and not two. So there's two possibilities. Either because in three you're chayev, because you have the substratum of kvod shamayim and you can't negate it, or because in two it's a bezayin, you can't do it. Now what's the question? That question is Asara.
Yeah, because if you're reflecting that concept by three of all Kali Yisrael, so there shouldn't be any addition by Asara because you can't do anything more.
That's a good question. What is Asara?
Yivas isn't in the three per se, but it's that the three reflects the idea of God L'Hashamiti, right?
Right.
So does two reflect that idea or not? Do you think it's two isn't as much as three in order to be Mechayev? But if the whole Tashivas
is it reflects, but the question is maybe it's a bizarre.
No, the other side, I'm saying. I'm saying the side that says Rishos.
It says Rishos?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So does two reflect that concept or not? Or doesn't it? Does it reflect? Because the Tashivas isn't in the two or in the three or in the four. It's in the fact that it reflects the idea of God Hashemiti. So does two reflect that idea? So if it does, then how are you saying it's less Chashiv than three and therefore it's not a Chova? But if the Tashivas is not Machmas themselves, it's not what they reflect. So if two reflects that, then two should be the same as three.